It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join the local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Check out their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. We are talking Hillsborough today since it is a Tuesday, and helping me do so over the phone is Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how are you?
I am doing well, thank you. It's good to be back.
Yes, thanks so much for coming on. Some congratulations are in order. With the filing period ending on Friday for local elections this fall, we saw how all of the races shaped up, and it looks like every single race in Orange County is contested except for Hillsborough Mayor. You're the only one to file, which means I believe that de facto it looks like you should be reelected once again in come November. So congratulations, and what are your thoughts?
Thank you so much for the congratulations. And this does seem like the predicted outcome, unless there's always the write-in campaign possibility. But, chances are looking good, I'll say that, for continuing as another term. And, this is the same situation that I was in when I ran last time, and my feelings are quite similar, which are that it might not be great for democracy, because I do think that elections are important, and having, when you have multiple candidates to choose from, it does, I think, heighten the level of discussion and interest in the community. So we don't have that. And so that's an added challenge for me to, do my best to foster those conversations, even though I am the only candidate in the race. And so, I would also be lying if I wasn't admitting that it's a bit of a relief. Of course, running a campaign is hard work. And I'll be thinking of all my colleagues out there who are in these contested races. But I'm looking very much forward to serving another term. It's a huge honor, and it feels good to have some vote of confidence already from the public.
You bring up a good point, actually, about uncontested elections and what it does mean. I mean, we see, of course, when people have other people that they're racing against, it usually brings about more opportunity to get out there, try and talk with community members. And I know that you do that on a pretty regular basis and in several ways throughout the Hillsborough community. But it makes it so you're able to, if you're looking to really run and hear what the community has to say, you're doing more events to check that out. You're talking with more people, holding more town halls. It is an interesting perspective on that side. And I wonder, too, if now is an important time for Hillsborough to have those conversations, too, Jen, as the town is obviously has been growing for the next little bit. It definitely still has a nice small town community feel, but at the same time, some big changes are on the horizon.
Absolutely. And what I intend to do over these next few months is continue to use my platform to talk about the future of Hillsborough in the context of our comprehensive sustainability plan. I know I've been talking about this a lot on the air. You've had some staff on the air to talk about it, but this really is where the rubber meets the road in local government, because this plan will not only have our climate action planning, which, my goodness, over the past couple of weeks, we have seen how urgent and essential that is, but also, how we're going to steer future development. What does this mean for trying to manifest that walkable Hillsborough, not just for some neighborhoods, but for every neighborhood? It has to do with affordable housing. This is in a context also of what seems mundane to some, but is so essential for us, is our wastewater system. I know that in August, one of the things we'll be looking at is getting the results of a big study about all the work that needs to be done on our wastewater system. And, all of these things will fall under that comprehensive plan umbrella. And it's just so important for the future of our town and our community. And that's what I'll be talking about for the next few months.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, hillsboroughnc.gov, the website to go to for things town government. And we're talking about Jen being the only one to file to run for Hillsborough Mayor this fall, which means that she will likely be once again reelected to the position for a second term. And we talked a little bit about this when you initially filed, Jen, but of course, your first term was certainly not your typical turn as mayor, I imagine, in local government with the COVID-19 pandemic and how that made things different. Can you share some of the things that you're looking forward to as we move into a new normal and you getting to assume slightly more, quote unquote, normal mayoral duties?
Right. Well, I think I am really looking forward to, and this has already, begun in small steps, of course, but is, having the opportunity to do more of those just fun community events where, people are out. I get to be the mayor. Oftentimes other commissioners are there, but we're, having celebrations or starting new things or honoring people in the community. And though we have continued to do those things throughout COVID, it really makes a difference when you can do it in person. There's no doubt about it. And so I am just knocking on wood and crossing my fingers that we keep headed in that right direction where we can be together more and more often.
Yeah, of course, lots of things happening right now as we move into a new normal. At the same time, we are still addressing some parts of the virus. It's been a little while since we've talked about how things have been going with Orange County's metrics, because Orange County's doing pretty good compared to other parts of the state. But as we're seeing again this week, cases beginning to tick up and up and up again in North Carolina, hospitalizations doing the same. And it's largely thanks to the Delta variant that's going around. And we've talked with Quintana Stewart of the Orange County Health Department, and she said this is definitely something people need to keep their eye on, be aware of, especially for those who are not vaccinated.
Absolutely. Just can't stress enough how folks need to continue to be vigilant. And please, please, please get that vaccination if you have been hesitant to do so. And there are resources available to talk to folks about the hesitations that they have to try and get folks to a yes, because that Delta variant is really ravaging pockets of unvaccinated people. That's really where it is finding fuel for its fire. And I was reading today, I believe in just the past 2 weeks, it has gone from 50% of the documented cases to 83% in the United States. And so it's spreading really quickly, and the numbers are starting to tick up again. And, we're fortunate in Orange County that we have had so many people willing to be vaccinated. So that's really good. That helps, of course, make our whole community safer, but we're not quite there yet, so we just need everyone to get one as soon as you can.
I do wonder how much the conversation is going to be shaped by the time we get into the fall and winter months, and we likely see what happened again last year, which is when cases and hospitalizations really, really ramped up, not just locally, but across the state and country as well. The winter months, of course, is when we don't have the time to do outside events, or it's not conducive to be outside to meet up with people or anything like that, and it's more inside, and as we know, that's where things spread as well. Very interested to see what happens come the fall and winter, especially since I know locally so many of our events are held outside. When we start moving back inside, I imagine that this conversation and for people who are not vaccinated, it's going to become acutely clear just the importance of staying on top of and being aware of the Delta variant.
Yeah, I think you are absolutely right. And I've learned many things over the past year and a half. One of those is that this is, I don't want to speculate too much because I just don't want to. But I do think that there are lessons that we should be learning from other countries that are a little bit ahead of us on the calendar of how the Delta variant is behaving. And we should be thinking and planning accordingly as much as possible. And I know that the governor has scheduled a press conference tomorrow afternoon, so I'll be certainly tuning in, curious to hear what he is going to say, as I'm sure other local and state leaders will be as well. So we just taking it step by step and trying to think ahead.
Speaking of that press conference, we, of course, will have some coverage of that here on Chapelboro and 97.9 The Hill. So be sure to stay tuned for that as we have our own show tomorrow. We are speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, HillsboroughNC.gov, the place that you can go to find things when it comes to Hillsborough's town government. And Jen, talking about outdoor events, it is still summer. Stuff's still happening around our area. Anything you want to take some time to highlight as we wrap up?
Absolutely. I know I'm not speaking for you, but for tomato lovers like myself, this is tomato sandwich season. And this Saturday at the Burwell School is the tomato picnic, and there'll be all kinds of terrific tomato-based products for tasting and picnic on the lawn of Burwell School, and a tomato pie contest with celebrity judges. And folks can go to visit HillsboroughNC.com to learn more about that event, and I hope to see folks there. And I also just want to remind folks that your local businesses still need you. So when you're thinking about your shopping needs, let's all do our best to support our local folks. They still need us.
Yeah, you mentioned the Burwell School, their website, burwellschool.org, where you can find some details on that heirloom tomato picnic and tasting, and the local Chamber of Commerce as well. Visit Hillsborough, the Tourism Board, and HillsboroughNC.gov for when it comes to local government news. Mayor Jen Weaver, as always, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk with you again soon.
I'll talk to you next week. Take care.